Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition 2065 and it was recorded on Thursday the 13th of June 2019. I'm Paddy Watkins and I'm joined by
Ian Robertson.
Today we have for you, as usual, news items about the city and some letters to the evening news and also a feature about the upcoming East Anglian Book Awards. We'll get on with some local news items, and there have certainly been a number to make a big impact this week. Aviva's shock announcement of 1,800 jobs to be lost worldwide is obviously of concern in Norwich. On the plus side, however, there is to be an application for funds for further transport improvements, and the long-vacant Startright shoe factory site is to be redeveloped at last. First, however, the D-Day celebrations, which were mentioned last week and are reported again.
A poignant tribute has been paid to those who were involved in the D-Day landings 75 years after soldiers stormed the beaches. Veterans and civilians came together at the ceremony held outside Norwich's War Memorial opposite City Hall. It has been 75 years since troops landed on the coast of Normandy on June the 6th, 1944. Wreaths were laid by armed forces representatives along with Lord Mayor of Norwich, Vaughan Thomas, and Claire Margaret Agnew and Lady Agnew of Alton and High Sheriff of Norfolk. Veterans from various conflicts attended, including Ken Mason and David Johnson, veterans of the D-Day landings. Speaking to those gathered, the Reverend Dr. Fiona Haworth, assistant priest at St. Peter Mancroft Church, said, "Today we gather as veterans and their supporters, civilians and representatives of the armed forces of the royal family, and world leaders gather in Normandy. It marked a decisive point in the Second World War, but came at huge cost to all involved. Many died in sea and on the beaches and in the subsequent campaign. Many were gravely wounded and many carry unseen wounds because of the horrors they encountered." She said the invasion had eventually led to peace across Europe.
Staff at insurance giant Aviva in Norwich have been left in a state of shock after the firm announced 1,800 jobs were to be slashed. Employees turning up for work told this newspaper that they had no idea about the cuts before the devastating news broke. The swingeing cuts are a desperate bid by Aviva's new CEO, Maurice Tulloch, to squeeze expenditure from £4 billion to £3.7 billion. The news that Aviva, formerly Norwich Union, was to cut jobs was greeted with dismay by MPs. Norwich South's Clive Lewis said staff now had the sword of Damocles hanging over them. Broadland's Keith Simpson demanded assurances that the Norwich office was not going to be shut down, adding, "I think the big question now is getting promises from Aviva that they will keep people fully informed."
A wish list of transport schemes is to be presented to the government as council bosses look to further transform Norwich and the surrounding areas. The Greater Norwich area was awarded just over £6 million in the first tranche of money from the government's Transforming Cities Fund, but councillors hope to reap much more from the second phase of funding. The initial money is earmarked to be used to revamp the London Street area of Norwich, to make almost £1 million worth of improvements at Norwich bus station, and for better cycle links between Norwich and Wymondham and in Thorpe St Andrew. But with £1.2 billion in the government's pot, council offices are now working on getting a long list of projects together to submit with a strategic outline business case for the second wave of cash. The money is meant to be used to encourage people to travel via low-carbon, sustainable means of transport, with a significant focus on public transport, cycling and walking.
The site of a former shoe factory on the edge of Norwich, which has been vacant for 15 years, is finally going to be put to use, creating more than 100 jobs in the process. Boudica Development's vision for the former Startright shoe factory on Mousehold Lane was unveiled in November 2018, more than a decade after the site closed down. The plans proposed a 79-bed care home and 42 supported living homes, which would be operated by Magnum Care and National Care Group, respectively. The land has been vacant since 2004, when the factory closed. The two-story development will also include lounge and dining facilities on each floor, a hair salon, and a cinema for residents of the home. The 42 assisted living units are proposed to provide support for people with learning disabilities, with Norfolk County Council having been involved in the design. Planning papers submitted with the application indicate that once the facility is up and running, it will create more than 100 jobs, 76 full-time positions and 34 part-time.
A school's 17-year tradition of bringing musical entertainment to the Lord Mayor's procession in Norwich could come to an end this year due to a ban on lorry floats. Angel Road Junior School has participated in the centrepiece parade since 2002, with its steel band encouraging plenty of dancing in the streets. But a ban on petrol and diesel-powered lorries in the procession on Saturday, July the 6th, means the school won't be able to use the 40-foot curtain-sided lorry it has previously borrowed for the occasion, the only vehicle big enough to hold its vast steel pan collection and a drum kit.